Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. St. Paul takes us through a roller coaster ride of sorts in our text. In the first three verses, he drops us in a terrifying plunge, dropping down, hair-raising, free fall, speaking on the depths, the condition of all humanity. We are enslaved by our own sinful desires and the world and Satan's try to control us. Then just when we think we're surely dead, he pulls us out of it. We see God's mercy and we see God's grace as he provides salvation for us in Jesus Christ. That is a big moment, the center of the ride. The moment when, against all those G-forces, we are pulled up from death to life. As we first understand and recognize our problem, we then are enabled truly to understand our redemption because of what Christ has done for us. We are made alive. Alive in him. And finally, climbing out of that center of the ride, we thank and we praise God for his astonishing grace, and through him and by his grace, live a life for others. Without God's grace, you see, we don't even see our own sinful condition, our lost condition. We have no fear, love, or trust in God. We were dead in the sin by our very natures, and we are conceived and born in sin, having inherited the fallen nature from Adam. Man is corrupt. We are corrupt, and we are estranged from God. Our nature is hostile to God and opposes him. We are disobedient and we are evil. As Luther says, a person is like a pillar of salt, like a log, or like a stone. He is like a lifeless statue, which uses neither eyes nor mouth, neither sense nor heart. All teaching and preaching is lost on him until he's enlightened and converted and regenerated by the Holy Spirit. But we also walked as dead men, people dead in sin, following the world and the subject to the influence of Satan. We were carrying out the desires of body and of mind. Paul is not only describing the Gentiles, but also the Jews. All people, Jews and Gentiles, are equally condemned and hopeless. Paul himself, that cruel prosecutor Saul, thought he deserved God's approval. Extremely religious and zealous, he tried dramatically to be more deserving than anyone else. As he proved to himself and to the world, religion with its attempts to get right with God is not the answer. God wants to save people by his grace and by his grace alone. St. Paul found out that his salvation was entirely a gift from God. Because of God's grace, we are alive, and we are alive in Christ. The word "but" in verse 4 introduces this great change section in Scripture. The center of the roller coaster ride, the condition of mankind, is not, in fact, hopeless. We have hope. God has sent his son Jesus to save his lost and dead creatures. God's love and mercy moved him to rescue us from our lost and condemned condition. God did not give us grace because we were worthy, nor because there was anything good in us. Rather, it is because of his goodness and mercy and love for sinners. So God sends his son, Jesus, into the world to suffer and to die in the sinner's place. That is, in our place. While we were yet sinners, while we were still dead, lost, and condemned, we received the abundant grace through Christ and him alone. We who were dead have been raised. We've been raised to new life with him. We who were slaves to sin have been set free from sin, the world, and our flesh. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Now we are servants, servants of the one who has given us new life and who has set us free. And which words that say all this are the key words that pull us out of that roller coaster plunge. By grace, you have been saved. We are now no longer seen by God in our condition of sin, but seen in the light of what Christ has done in and for us. We are forgiven, brought about by the word and baptism. We are now justified by God's grace. We have a new desire, a new will, and new thoughts centered in the gospel. Our desire toward God is now to confess our sins, to repent, and by faith to receive forgiveness on a daily, daily basis. We now recognize God as the Father of all mercy, Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, and in Christ, we recognize God as our Father. God and heaven are now opened. They're opened for us and to us. We are brought to faith through the Word, which alone changes us by God's power. Salvation is all of God's doing. This brings him glory for all to know and to see. I confidently can tell you that as a believer in the cross of Christ, you are saved. You are saved by grace, which comes from God by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.